You give it back,
give it back.
All the hits you borrowed from my life stack. Besides on this night, everything has changed the way that it used to be, and it's not alright.
Show. We are back. We are live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming online, ratpacksports.com, and also the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We in the building, man. We in the building another week, and we should have, hopefully, William Graves here calling in a little bit. Maybe get Nikki Buckets on the air. This man here. All right, so we're here, and we're going to, you know, continue on because, like I said, there's a lot happening. We had WrestleMania, you know, going on over the weekend. AEW had a major match. They had a major announcement. They just added another popular wrestler. Let me see if I can find it here on the TV. We're almost at the end of the show right now, so it really, really doesn't matter. But yeah, AEW on the tubes. You know, WrestleMania was this past weekend. That was pretty awesome. Roman Reigns still the champion. You know, now people are saying Roman Reigns is one of the greatest, you know, all time. And I'm like, I don't even watch wrestling like that anymore, especially WWE. I don't really mess with WWE at all. Can't stand the product. I don't really like, you know, how Vince McMahon, you know, manages those wrestlers over there. So I don't watch it as much. But bro, from my background in watching wrestling and knowing, you know, growing up watching some of the best to ever do it in the wrestling ring, Roman Reigns would not be probably in my top 20. I don't care. I don't care how long he has held the belt. It really doesn't matter to me because I know at the end of the day, you know, wrestling is, if you got a good gimmick and you can play a good good guy, or you can play the best heel in sports history, that's what Roman Reigns is about. He's one of the biggest heels to ever be in the game. I'll give him that much. And for him to be a heel, you know, he's had the belt for like 600 days. That is, you know, pretty decent. That's a long time. That's nearly 2 years. But, brother, there's no way in the world I'm going to say he's one of the best wrestlers of all time when you got guys like, you know, Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Triple H. I could go Undertaker, Ric Flair. We're talking about wrestlers, people that actually could wrestle. Ric Flair was a technical wrestler. He was a wrestler, especially in his WCW days. You know, I could go over to the you know, The Rock, you know, Dean Malenko. I can name about 50 wrestlers. Larry Zbysko, Terry Funk, Sting. Who else? Is there anybody in? I know I'm missing a bunch. Arn Anderson. I mean, I could keep going. I mean, we talking about wrestlers. I'll put. I mean, he didn't never got the love in WWE that he should have deserved. But you look at a guy like, you know, Booker T, I wouldn't put him in that class with those dudes. Now, like I said, I know I'm missing a whole lot of wrestlers, but that's okay. That is okay. But you know, he's a heel. He's one of the biggest heels that you've seen. He works the room well. He's really good at what he does. He's part of the Rikishi, you know, The Rock. People don't realize it. The Barbarians, like all them dudes related. Like that's a real bloodline. The Usos, they're like really related for real. It's not a joke. And I just found out a lot of that within like the last, you know, couple months when I kind of started paying attention to it. And a buddy of mine, he like watches it. So me and him got in this debate and he was like, Oh, I still watch it. I'm still an avid watcher of the WWE. And I was like, yeah, I can't get into that. WWE to me is kind of trash. I was a WCW guy, and he was like, dude, well, I hated WCW. And I was like, bro, we can't be friends. We can't be friends. Like, you saying WCW was trash. I'm saying WWE was trash. Man, we can go back to the 90s and who won that? You know, NWO versus the Generation X. I forget the name of that documentary that they had with that whole rivalry that was going on. But man, WCW is king. Like Macho Man Randy Savage, Hurricane Shane Helms. Nah, let me stop. But they had
some... Hurricane Helms.
Hey, I knew one of y'all was gonna say.
He brought up Hurricane Helms.
Hurricane Helms. Yeah. Yeah. What's the one dude? Alex Wright, the dude that used to come out there dancing to the techno music. Oh boy. My brother used to love that dude, man. Oh.
Is Big Willie on?
Yeah, William is on. William is on. We got Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor, and William. William on the line. William being MIA, man. I was getting ready to shoot him a fat fine for no call, no show.
If he's on, where is he?
He's on the line, man.
Finally. I have returned.
Finally! Boss Hogg has come back to the Rat Pack.
Hey, you know what? I'll take Boss Hogg entrance because Boss Hogg really has been like MIA the last couple months because my guy's been real busy. William, you just been out for like a couple weeks, so you're not allowed to have a comeback entrance theme. Boss Hogg has been like gone. Boss Hogg has been like gone, bro. Like to the point where I was starting to wonder if my guy just had and left us and didn't say nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nah, fellas, it's been busy, you know.
Yeah.
Your boy Boss Hogg, you know, he got his Vegas cherry popped last week and about 2 weeks before that, he got engaged.
What? Bro.
And
yeah, you didn't
hello.
See that?
How did I miss this?
Man, you, what?
Hold on.
Bro, where you been? Bro,
I've been in the task group, bro. I've been in the group. What you talking about?
Man, what? Bro,
so I'm the only one that's just finding this out.
Man,
hold on.
I don't know if C knows. I mean, C might know, but he hasn't said anything yet. But yeah, March 9th, I got engaged.
I'm finna roll back to March 9th in the group. When did you announce this?
I haven't announced it. I never really officially announced it in the group.
Oh, okay. See. So William.
But she announced it in when we were in Vegas. So if you go back and look at some of our pictures from Vegas, you can see that she said, you know, we went to Hell's Kitchen for lunch one day and celebrated our engagement at Hell's Kitchen. And so,
Okay. I see something. See, I didn't read it all the way. March 24th, he showed the picture of Brady picture with the Bucks and the Patriots jersey, and then underneath it says, "For my fiance." I read it as something else. So, okay. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's been going good. It's she's been doing some good things for the boss hog, and we'll see what heads down the road. It's still quite a ways away. We're still looking at maybe December of 24, maybe a little later than that. We'll see, but everything's going real good. She's a great woman. She's a football fan. We were going out the other day, and she was like, she said, "What do you want to do for lunch?" I was like, "I don't really care." She's like, "Can we go to the View House and watch the national championship game?" I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
That's what it's like, yo. And then we came home Monday night, and we sat down together and watched Connecticut run San Diego State out the gym. So, I mean, she followed, she was there for me by my side for every game that I announced for the state championship run of our high school. She went to the state finals with me the championship night. She's been really good for the Boss Hog, and she's a blessing. She's a blessing, and she pushes me to do things. She's the reason why I've started to build the website for to write again and getting that up off the ground. It's still in the works. It's still getting built. It's taking some time. I gotta, life gets in the way sometimes, so I have to push it off. But it's getting there. It's getting there, and it's coming along. And soon we'll have a website that'll be active for NFL and college football talk.
So is there going to be like a message board tied to it, or? Are you going to do it like a Facebook group?
It's going to be like a blog style, article based website. I've put a test article out there. There's a test article out there about Sean Payton and the Broncos. I didn't share it or anything, but I mean, there's one out there. I can give it to you. I can share it with you if you want.
Yeah, man. You brought up the Broncos, so we might as well go ahead and ask the question. John Elway is out.
John Elway, well, here's the thing with John Elway. When they went through when they brought in George Patton, John Elway was quote-unquote out at that point.
Oh, okay.
John Elway was moved to a consulting role at that point when they brought in Patton. Now his consulting contract has expired and they didn't renew it.
Oh, okay. So not really.
So he's not really out. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what good has he done in the years that he was that he was GM with Matt Bolin and everything? What good has he done? I mean, he can't draft a quarterback to save his ass.
No, man. I mean, he had one. He had one. Tim Tebow.
He had one in Manning. Well, I don't know about that.
He won a playoff game.
I don't give a. He won a playoff game off a freaking 20, off a 5-yard slant.
Yeah, and Demaryius Thomas took it to the house. It's still his touchdown.
Took it to the house.
I mean, it's still his touchdown. And he still won that playoff game.
And he still won the playoff game. But what did he do next week? he didn't show up.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question about Tebow. I know this. Every now and then on the Rap Passport Show, Tim Tebow comes up in the conversation. So today is that day. It's been a while. But I've always had this debate, this argument to support Tebow. I watched this man's whole career at Florida. And he was not a bad – he was very accurate at Florida. If we want to gas up the SEC for their defensive players and their NFL-like, defensive lines and offensive lines and skill positions and all that, we got to give a guy the same credit as a QB that is just destroying the conference.
Hold up. Hold up.
What?
Before you go any further, I'm going to throw two names at you that were very accurate in college that are not in the NFL either.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, okay.
And Mr. I deserve Patrick Mahomes money, Lamar Jackson.
We're going to talk about him, too. But.
Oh, yes.
But,
yes, absolutely.
But, okay. I get what you're saying, right? But my argument is going to come at, I saw a difference in his throwing motion when he came into the NFL. We know he changed his throwing motion before he, came to the NFL. And I feel like that was the biggest mistake he ever made because it threw his accuracy way off. And instead of him just throwing the ball, it kind of looked like a robot because every time he threw the ball, when he was in the, I guess, the backwards motion before he – before his arm comes forward, he would always kind of like pause for like a split second and then follow through on his throw. So I just feel like he thought, because the criticism when he came out was his throwing motion is kind of long and whatever. But if it gets the job done, we've seen quarterbacks play in this league that they have long throw motions. It's not the quickest of release, but the ball gets there. So I just feel like from the quarterback that I seen at Florida, from an accuracy standpoint, it never came about in the NFL. And I get the NFL is tough. Defenses are faster. Defensive backs are, you're playing the best at every position. But I just feel like his change in his throwing motion really hurt him once he got to the league because he never regained that accuracy. And at Florida, we seen him. He played the Alabamas, the Georgias, all those great defenses. And he didn't have a problem completing passes in a very prolific, offense at Florida where he set SEC records, college football records. So I just think he got bad advice from his people that he needed to do that, and it backfired on him, and he was never able to, have a career that a lot of people thought that, he would have had. So. Now,
yeah, but also, well, hold on. Also, in that same thought process, don't you have to put a little bit of the responsibility or blame, whatever you want to call it, don't you have to put that on Josh McDaniels a little bit too?
Hold on, was he the head coach over there at Denver?
Yes, he was.
I guess. I mean, he's the offensive coordinator, so you got to do a better job.
At the time, he was the head coach. He drafted him in the first round, too.
I think, was it the first or the second round?
First, wasn't it, Bosak?
Tebow was in the first, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. But, you know, so this is my thing. This is why I get a little irritated, because Josh McDaniels has been getting some unnecessary credit for developing Tom Brady.
I don't
agree with that.
Well, I think, listen, Josh McDaniel has had a big part in Tom Brady's career. He was his offensive coordinator for a very long time. And Tom Brady, for what it's worth, the dude was a six-round draft pick. So nobody was expecting Tom Brady to be anything, you know, in the NFL. Now, a lot of that is his hard work, but the other part of it is Josh McDaniels in New England was probably one of the top five best offensive coordinators in all of football, period. I mean, there was no debate on Josh McDaniels' ability as an offensive coordinator in New England. There was no debate.
Okay. But he's also kind of proven that he can't really survive out of that New England type area.
I agree. He hasn't been as successful, you know, outside of New England. I agree with that.
I mean, look what he did with Denver, and like, look how it's going with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Listen, he single-handedly.
By the way, Boss Hall, did you get a chance to see the stadium?
Yeah, how did that stadium look? I know you saw it.
Oh, dude, I got detoured around the entire stadium. I mean, I did a circle around Allegiant Stadium, going out to get birthday gifts, because the Christina's twins had their birthday while we were out there. So I was going out to get birthday gifts, and I got detoured around Allegiant Stadium, the entire stadium. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's all it's cracked up to be. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It looks amazing just watching it on seeing it on TV, man. So I can imagine, you know, seeing it in person. It looks humongous. How big is it?
TV does not do.
It looks like a spaceship.
Yes, it does.
It just looks like a spaceship landed at the end of the strip.
Oh, so it's at the end of the strip. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's right behind the Mandalay Bay.
Oh.
At the end of the strip.
So okay. So it's what would that be? West. Is that west?
It's north. It's northwest.
Northwest
corner.
Yeah. Yeah, because Mandalay Bay. Yeah. Okay. Now. The next question, Boss Hogg. We got to have a debate here. And this debate involves the expertise of the Rat Pack Sports Show. I tell people all the time, you want sports predictions, come here. We could tell you some sports predictions without having zero knowledge of or insight of any situation. So we're going to dive deep and –
we got the best of the NFL and NBA right here. What else do we need?
Yeah, but, you know, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. So,
hey, look, I would put Boss Hogg against anybody on the NFL Network, and I would put Nicholas Lane against anybody in the that that does these little articles or commentaries for the NBA.
I think both of them outdo a whole lot of people, and then
we already know.
Then we'll have to worry about people stealing them. You know, they can offer money. We can't offer, you know, six figure salary. So, I mean,
maybe one day. maybe one day you'll see me alongside Mel Kiper on the draft night.
If that ever happens, bro, and we're not sitting right beside you at draft night, bro, we're gonna have some words. I'm just saying. If Boss Hall gets invited to do draft night next to Mel Kiper, and we don't get an invite. I'm just saying, bro. I'm not saying you got to pay for our ticket. I just want an invite to be like, I was there. My boy is doing the NFL draft next to the best hair in sports, Mel Kiper. The best hair. Mel Kiper.
So, Debo, what's this debate that all right. you want to have?
Yeah.
Lamar,
what is the debate you want to have?
Lamar Jackson, bro. Okay.
Garbage?
Well, okay. I mean, if that's where you want to start, bro. I didn't want to start there, but
that's a little excessive.
He did just say the man was inaccurate. He did just say he's
what? I did just say he's inaccurate. He is the most inaccurate QB from the pocket in the game today.
Okay, Boss Hawk, you said he's the most inaccurate in the pocket. A lot of other people are saying he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks from inside the pocket. I don't believe them because, I mean, I watch a lot of Baltimore games, and I've seen this man miss throws in the pocket. He does a lot of his damage on the run, throwing the ball, once he's moved the pocket and rolling out. You know, obviously he hasn't had that number one receiver. He has a top five tight end in Andrews for sure. But let me ask you, because this has been something I've been trying to explain to a lot of people when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens offense, Lamar Jackson, and, you know, having a number one receiver. Do you believe as long as Lamar Jackson is in Baltimore, that a number one receiver would ever want to go to that team, knowing that his numbers would decline, meaning then he is worth less from a value standpoint when it comes time to renegotiate?
I mean, that's accurate.
Say that again.
Okay, so a number one receiver, let's say B-Hop. Well, I'm going to leave. He's not really, because he's played with some bad quarterbacks. But let's just say a number one receiver who comes to, you know, goes to a Baltimore Ravens, wants him to come in as a number one receiver. Do you think that is a destination for number one receivers, being the fact that their offense is what it is, and because of the way that they run their offense, his targets are going to be down, his receptions are going to be down, and, you know, yards and all of that, making him less valuable. So when it's time to renegotiate, he's not worth as much as he once was because his production is down.
That's accurate, yeah, because Baltimore's offense is horrible. Now, they are probably – I think they're going under a change in offense this year, so, we could see something different. But,
Lamar Jackson will not be there.
Right. I don't think Lamar Jackson will be there. I mean, will he be traded? Probably not.
You think he's going to sit out?
I think he's going to sit out. I think he will sit out. I honestly think he will sit out.
Ooh.
because he wants He wants Deshaun Watson guaranteed money. He wants $240 million guaranteed.
First of all, he's not better than Watson. We know this. I don't care how much he runs. Deshaun Watson is just as deadly as a runner, but he's a way better passer of the football. So, but does he realize, like, the contract that the Browns gave Watson, nobody else is going to give that money to anybody. I mean, Mahomes didn't even get a fully guaranteed deal like that.
No, he didn't. And Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. So
he didn't get fully guaranteed money. He got, you know, he got $500 million, but it's not fully guaranteed.
No. Is the story correct? Because I'm obviously Lamar Jackson is, you know, he's saying his stuff on social media, and then you have people like Adam Schefter and others that are saying back in September, the Ravens offered him a three-year deal with $130 million, fully guaranteed.
He turned it down.
It was $130 million guaranteed, but the total amount of the contract was like $200 million. With $130 guaranteed, you turned that down. Bro, where is you going to get this another deal like that? Now, if he sits out, that doesn't help his value.
There is only one other place that I can see him getting that type of money, and I put it up in the chat group. And Debo, you kind of shot it down, but with me being up here and being able to listen to a lot of these guys that have insiders in with the Indianapolis Colts, guys, I think the Colts could jump off of the deep end and go after Lamar Jackson.
Bruh.
Ballard's not going to mortgage the future.
That's
like
what
he
I'm
did
saying.
For Andrew Luck.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not
like, going to
do that.
The money, what the value, what you giving up to just sign this dude. Bro, that's you. It's not worth that.
Yeah.
It's not worth that.
Lamar Jackson is a Baltimore Raven, or he needs to take some of his demands away in order to play somewhere else. The only way he's going to sign is if he deplenishes his demands, because he wants too much. Nobody wants him. I just read something today about. The Ravens have not taken the fact that they possibly could take a quarterback in the first round off of the table. Now, if you read into that, and there's been multiple teams that have told the Baltimore Ravens they do not want Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I've heard
that
too.
Multiple teams have reported to the Ravens they do not want Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so Boss Hog, this is where the Rat Pack Sports Show, we don't care about the outside media. So I'm going to just call it out. ESPN, Fox Sports, all of those so-called, you know, analysts or personalities, they're trying to say that Lamar Jackson is possibly being colluded upon because nobody's interested in him and they think somebody should be, because he's that good of a quarterback. But none of them are factoring in the fact that what this dude is asking for, and because the Baltimore Ravens threw the transition tag on him, what they will have to give up just to sign this guy. You're asking for a whole lot for a guy who the last two seasons hadn't finished the season because he's a running quarterback and he's gotten hurt running. So
RG3 2.0.
Now,
I don't know if he is.
He is. He's a better version of what RG3 was. I mean,
he's porcelain. He's porcelain.
Now, Boss Hogg. Here we go.
Yeah, I got to take that back.
He's porcelain, and
is it true?
You don't pay that much for a piece of glass that you're going to touch and it's going to break.
Is it
true? You pay that for fine china. That's why you pay that for Patrick Mahomes. That's why you pay that for
they've been healthy.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's why you pay that money for those kind of quarterbacks. You can't pay that kind of money for something that's going to fall off the shelf and break.
Now, I think
Josh Allen played 9 games this year with a partially torn ligament in his elbow.
Yep, yes he did. Yes he did. They was talking about Tommy John surgery for him.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why you give a guy like Josh Allen 240. That's why you give a guy like Patrick Mahomes 500. Because they're there for their team when their team needs them. They don't – you don't take the guy – I mean, Lamar Jackson missed 8 games starting in week 2.
Yep. Yes, he did.
Now
– I mean, come on.
Here's the thing that I recognize sometimes, you know, these players shouldn't, you know, Herman Edwards, the old saying, don't hit sin, right? So Lamar Jackson was, you know, clapping back at some stuff that was said about him on social media. And one of his Twitter posts stated that he was out for the season from week 12 and on due to the knee issue that he had with the PCL, but the way he typed it sound like he could have played, but he made a business decision not to because he wasn't getting paid the money he wanted.
Which hurts what he's doing now.
Am I accurate in saying that, like, this dude pretty much gave up on the season because he was sour about his contract negotiation?
Because his contract,
that's completely accurate.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I got two words that describes him. Prima donna.
Yes. Yes. Dude, they were in the playoffs. They were in the playoffs.
Here's the thing. Boss Hogg hasn't been on the radio in 2 months, and I'm blowing it up tonight.
Let's go.
Man.
I'm just saying, man.
But this is also the other thing. Look at who his agent is.
It's him.
Himself.
That's the problem.
It's him.
Exactly.
That's the other problem. I mean, I can represent myself, but I know what my talents are, and I know where
I know what
I can take them to.
This man,
I don't expect.
This man said. He had to think about his family and feeding his family, and that's why he turned down the 130.
Tell me that 130 wouldn't feed your family.
Bruh, 130 million?
Yeah.
Bruh, I feed 100 bro, families.
What is he, Nick Cannon's brother and has 12 kids?
Give me just a fraction of that. Give me.
Man. I mean,
Nick
Cannon don't make $130 million, and he can feed 12 kids. Come on.
For real.
Lamar ain't got 12 kids.
No.
For real.
I don't know. I just think he's very, you know, like you said, prima donna-like. And, bro, you're not that good. I keep telling people he's not that good. And people say, well, how do you say that? I say the name of the position is quarterback. So at the end of the day, you got to make reads and you got to make throws and you got to be on the field. So you're going to pay $130 million. You know, I know Baltimore wanted to keep him, but he's basically, you know, a running back. This dude is running for, you know, 1,000 yards, 900 yards, 700 yards. And he's taking a beating. Hello. He's taking a beating over the last, you know, three seasons. And one of the issues that everybody had when he was drafted, they were saying, you know, he's not big enough to take this beating for 16 games, not 17 games, and the playoffs, and you know, be productive. He's going to have to change his style. He's going to have to learn how to throw – make reads from the pocket if he wants to last in this league. So he's worth Deshaun Watson money. And I just had a debate, William. I just had a debate with a guy about this very issue with Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, and he tried to tell me that Deshaun Watson has been out more games than Lamar Jackson has. And I said the only time Deshaun Watson has been out was when he sat out of the season before he was suspended. So he basically sat out because he was, you know, he was unhappy with Houston. He was not playing. So he basically sat that season out, and then the allegations happened, and then he was suspended for those 11 games. Other than that, the man has been in the lineup.
You know, so here's the thing about that. And Bullfrog, I want you to chime in on this too. Put Deshaun Watson with the Baltimore Ravens, with the teams that Lamar Jackson has had, do they end up at?
They might be in the Super Bowl. They could possibly be Super Bowl, AFC Championship, and maybe one or two Super Bowls because their defense has been that good.
Exactly. Boss Hogg?
I think Boss Hogg is gone. I think he got dropped out. Let me see. He'll probably call back, but I think he got dropped out.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just keep this rolling here then. All right. So, I mean, but that's my point, Debo. That is my point. You put Deshaun Watson in with those Baltimore Raven teams, and they're in the Super Bowl at least once. At least once.
Yeah.
If not twice. Now, like I was saying before, I have heard I have listened to these guys up here and everything like that. Yeah, I've still been doing my homework for the Rat Pack, even though I haven't been on. But Debo, I really think Indianapolis is going to jump off of the deep end.
If they do, that's their franchise, bro. I mean, Here's the situation. Any team that pulls the trigger on the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes, well, there's actually no sweepstakes because there's not a whole lot of teams that are interested in him. But if anybody pulls...
I've only heard of two.
Yeah, if anybody pulls the trigger, they'll end up in the same situation the Ravens are in right now.
Well, but see, the thing is that one of the teams that the other team that I have heard that is interested in him is the New England Patriots. And I kind of sit back and I'm like,
I don't see New England spending that kind of money, bro, not on a quarterback.
Brady didn't even get paid that much. Lamar Jackson does not fit Bill Belichick's offense.
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, he doesn't fit the offense. Second of all, that is a from a financial standpoint, the way the New England Patriots budget their cap, it just wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense. He's let Pro Bowl players go. He's let Defensive Player of the Year players go for less money than that.
Yeah. Yes, he has.
I just don't see it.
And, you know, I think that's why they're considered a dark horse team. But the thing is that I don't even see dark horse. I really don't. If there was one dark horse team that was out there, and I am literally throwing something at the wall at the moment to see if it sticks, but it might, and this is a very, very big might, be the Miami Dolphins. Might. And that is a big might,
yeah.
Because, and the reason I don't see it is look at all the money that they have invested into wide receivers. And,
yeah.
And now take that and go back to what you said about receivers and running in that Baltimore Raven offense. Now, granted, that offense is not going to be the same if he was to go to Miami. It would be different. And you know what? Maybe it would not be a bad thing if he did, because like you said, he's not going to be able to take that beating. He's going to have to change something up. And you know what? Mike McDaniels is not a bad offensive minded guy.
No, he isn't.
So, I mean, but yeah, no, Debo. There are people. There are people out here. They have the inside sources. They talk to them all the time, and that's the way that it's leading. Is that Indianapolis looks like that they might be jumping off of the deep end and going after Lamar Jackson.
Listen, whoever does make the move to bring him in, man, hey, good luck. Because I think at yep. this point, he's done more to hurt his value than help it. And like I say, I think he ran his mouth a tad bit too much on Twitter that day, and he pretty much told everybody why he didn't play those last, you know, 4, 5, 6 games of the season. And it wasn't really about that he couldn't play, but he felt like, oh, he wasn't 100%, and he didn't want to risk. He didn't want to go out there and risk himself not being 100% and not having a contract, a guaranteed deal.
Well, here's another thing that we have yet to touch on. Look at the quarterback class that is coming out in the draft this year. It's not bad. It really isn't. I mean, it's not the greatest one I've ever seen, but it's not bad. I mean, I think teams are more interested in looking at these QBs that are now.
Yeah.
That they are Lamar Jackson. You have that QB that's coming out from Florida.
He's probably a carbon copy of Lamar Jackson, just a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger of an arm. But Richardson is probably just as inaccurate. And I've had this debate with a ton of Bucks fans who feel like, you know, we should go after Richardson, and this dude is
no.
And I'm like, dude, are you even paying attention to, like, did you even pay attention to the games he played where he was just overthrowing everybody? Like, I mean, and for Bucks fans, and Will, I've really got a chance to talk to you about the whole Baker Mayfield signing and, you know, the Kyle Trask competition.
Oh.
But the guy I was debating with was saying that, you know, Mayfield is a better option than Trask and all this and that. And, this goes back to, you know, Richardson. I think he's the same guy as Lamar Jackson, just bigger. You know, Richardson wasn't accurate.
I think Lamar Jackson's not accurate. I think he's a little better than Jackson. I really do. I do think he's better than Jackson. I think he is going to be a project. I think he will be an okay pickup in the second or third round. I think that's where I would probably put him. Again, the quarterbacks that are coming out this year, I mean, they're okay. There's not one quarterback that is coming out this year that just completely blows me away. Like I said, I don't know. But I think that teams are looking more at these guys coming out than they are at Lamar Jackson, because they're going to be able to spend less. Then over $130 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Now, you said you wanted to talk about the Mayfield signing.
Yeah.
All
right, real quick,
you know what?
Before we get into Mayfield, let's take this last break
all right.
of the night for the show. So once we get back, we can just jump right into it, and we don't have to worry about taking a break. So what we'll do, we'll take this break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into some, Tampa Bay Bucks talk, Baker Mayfield versus Kyle Trask, and some other news as well around the league. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. We'll be right back. All right, all right, all right.